Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 14, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Now listen, when Jesus introduces God the Holy Spirit, he introduces him as the Spirit of Truth, the Parakletos, the Helper. How can you even be a believer without the Spirit of God? It's the Spirit of God that draws, the Spirit of God that convicts, the Spirit of God that convinces. It is the work of the Spirit of God to witness of Christ and make Christ known. Listen, we need to be in deep gratitude for God the Holy Spirit. This is the one who brought you to Christ. This is the one who brought Christ into you the moment you believed. This is the one who now dwells in you. This is the one that gave every single verse of Scripture. This is the one who's always present in and with every verse of Scripture. Oh, dear Christian, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Life, Spirit of Worship, Spirit of God, the Eternal Spirit. You can read again and again what the Spirit of God reveals about Himself. Uncreated, eternal. We have God the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. You are a temple of God, a temple of the Holy Spirit. Even right now as you listen, God the Holy Spirit dwells in the depths of you. Everyone who's been born of the Spirit of God at the moment of salvation. Well, you've been indwelt with the Holy Spirit. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. You've been marked with the Holy Spirit. You've received the anointing, the Holy Spirit. You've been baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit. You have, and God calls us to be clothed with the fire, the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not to put out the Spirit's fire. We're not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Oh, dear believer in Christ, right now the Spirit of God is the one always pointing us to Jesus. Always leading us to the Word of God, leading us to the ocean of God's, well, knowledge, of God's power, of God's strength. The Spirit of God inside you, His work is to lead from the inside out, to identify sins and issues so that we can take them and throw them out of our lives. Why? Romans chapter 8, you know, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Literally, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The new operating presence, new operating power is dwelling in the believer. That's why Romans 8 is such a great study. And I want to encourage you to study in John's Gospel chapter 14 about God the Holy Spirit. You can go back over chapters 16 also, where a great teaching is given about God the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher, the guide. He's the one that empowers our worship, that when we open up and begin to praise God and to ascribe greatness to Christ, we feel the manifest presence of God. Now I want you to think about also. I want you to think about right now, the last time you've experienced the Spirit of God reminding you, teaching you, guiding you, maybe even convicting you from the inside out to lead you to, because of the new dynamic nature of Christ in you, to put to death any and all sin practices, any and all patterns of the sin. We have been liberated from the sin code. We have been given a new code, a new law, a new presence, a new power. God the Holy Spirit bringing into the depths of your being all that Christ won for you at the cross. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I mean, listen, when you read the book of Revelation, you read the book of Psalms, when you're blessed by the reading of the Word of God, every line, every verse, it's the language of God the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gave it. So as we would say with Jesus in the Great Commission, baptize them in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. This week, Christian, honor the Spirit of God in your life. Don't shut the Spirit of God out. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Don't quench the fire of the Spirit of God. Be yielded to the Lord. Listen, when you exalt Christ, because that's the Holy Spirit's work, to glorify Christ, to make Christ known. When you're letting Jesus be Lord of your life and you've surrendered and you've taken up the cross and you're stepping out in faith and obedience, man, the Holy Spirit will be with you and moving through you. You are literally giving room to the Spirit of God when you're obeying the Word of God, when you're believing God. And listen, what about prayer? What about witness? What about worship? What about the power of God? That's what's involved when healings occur and miracles occur, and that's what's dwelling within you. As the Holy Spirit says in 2 Peter chapter 1, His divine power, you know, He's given you this divine power dwelling in you. And so we accept by faith the power of the Spirit of God within. We accept also as we surrender to God. Listen, and ask the Lord to clothe you and just saturate you with the Spirit of God. Now I want you to think about being clothed. Clothed. You know what it is in the wintertime when it's cold here in where I live? I sometimes go to the woods to jog still. And I clothe myself. I have these backwoods thicker pants that I wear, this coat that keeps me warm, the hat, these big boots, and I go back there to the mountain biking trail to walk through and do exercise and enjoy about an hour's worth of exercise. But I'm clothed. Anybody looking at me can see that I'm clothed. I can feel that I'm clothed. And that clothing has an effect. When Jesus said in Luke's gospel, the last chapter, about waiting till you are clothed with power from on high. As a believer, Christ, the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. Romans 8 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. But as a believer, and I assume that as you're listening right now, you are a born-again believer in Christ, that even now the Spirit of God might be operating and moving and working in your life. Even now you might realize that, you know what? This is a divine appointment and the Spirit of God is witnessing yes, yes, yes inside of you. Bringing the Word of God to light. Encouraging you. He doesn't want you to live in doubt and unbelief. The Spirit of God wants you to live in faith. He doesn't want you to live in laziness and disobedience. The Spirit of God wants to move you into obedience and the blessing of obedience and the dynamic of obedience and the growth that comes from that. The Spirit of God guides you to grow, guides you to gather the knowledge of God, guides you. Well, let me tell you something. To be clothed with the power of the Spirit of God, to be a witness of Jesus Christ, and to win others to Jesus. Isn't it about time that every single believer experientially and consciously gets filled with the Holy Spirit of God and becomes a real witness for Christ, a real soul winner for Christ? When will believers get up and step out? Don't listen, don't wait on anybody else. You don't have to. It's Christ that calls you into the Great Commission. It's the promise of the Spirit of God clothing you with fire, His power, to be a witness, to win souls, to share Jesus, to lead people to Christ. Yes, you can do it. Yes, the Holy Spirit will help you. Yes, you'll grow stronger and stronger. As a matter of fact, when it comes to witnessing, one of the great chapters to look at is Acts chapter 9, when Saul of Tarsus, once opposing the gospel, man, God encounters him. He gets saved. He gets prayed for, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit. He begins to testify and witness about Jesus. And as he gets out there and starts witnessing and sharing Jesus, guess what happens? Acts 9:22. He grew more and more powerful. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you will just utterly surrender to Jesus, Lord Jesus, clothe me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. And I surrender. I repent of all sins. I accept by faith you filling me and clothing me and empowering me and all of the presence and power of the Spirit of God, all that you have for me. And I'll step out right now to begin to be your witness. I want to be a soul winner. I want to share Christ. I want to win others to Christ. Well, listen, you'll have the backing of God, the Holy Spirit. You'll have a sense, conscious sense, and others will see that you are clothed with power from on high. And I would urge you to study today all the way through the book of Acts. Everybody filled with the Spirit of God became a witness. You can read about Philip. You can read about Stephen. You can read about Barnabas. You can read about Peter. You can read about Paul. Everyone filled with the Holy Spirit became a witness because of the power of the Spirit of God. They also were great prayer warriors because of the power of the Spirit of God lighting them up in their prayers. Can you imagine coming before the throne of God and you know all the needs around you, you know all the issues around you, and the spirit of prayer and supplication in you, on you, guiding, helping? That's what Romans 8's all about. And so you stand and say, God, help me in prayer. You begin to pray. You begin to experience the Spirit of God reminding you, giving you urgency, giving you burden. I mean, bringing scripture to your mind, bringing the names of people before you, causing you to see and sense what it is they need to be prayed about, feeling the burden of praying for all the lost everywhere. And as you do pray, and as you do give yourself to God in prayer, and as you do unleash intercession and spiritual warfare against the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus, you will surely feel the presence and power of God the Holy Spirit. May God the Holy Spirit fall on you and bless you and empower you and grant you fire today. May we not grieve him one ounce. May we repent of sin. May we repent of unbelief. May we repent of not doing the will of God. Powerful witness, powerful prayer, powerful worship, powerful living. God the Holy Spirit. Now listen, the New Agers and all the rest of the people have spirit guides. They're all getting in all kinds of demons that are guiding them and directing them and enhancing their humanity. All to their loss, to their eternal loss, unless they get saved. You, dear Christian, have God the Holy Spirit to guide, to direct, to lead you. Whatever the Holy Spirit says will always jive, will always correspond, will always be in agreement with the Word of God. Don't forget, in the area of the armor of the Spirit of God, listen, the armor of God in your life, the Word, which is His language, is the Holy Spirit's sword. Right now, as a believer, just simply close your eyes and open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, if I've convicted, if I have sinned, if I have in any way conflicted the work of the Holy Spirit, if I have grieved, if I have stopped, if I have held up, I ask forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will fill and clothe and saturate me. I pray, God, that you will grant me Holy Spirit revival, that Christ would be exalted. And listen, my dear friend, listening right now, 31 days ablaze. How are you going to be ablaze without the Spirit of God's power? Honor Him, yield to Him, bless Him. Be thankful to God for the Holy Spirit. And when you do read Romans chapter 12, verse 11, where God the Holy Spirit says, never be lacking in zeal, but be ablaze. That's a good translation. Be at a boiling point. Be on fire. Be ablaze. Be blazing in the Spirit, serving the Lord. May right now God saturate you, strengthen you, fill you to fullness of the Holy Spirit of God. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, 31 Days Ablaze, ShatterTheDarkness.net.